We're learning more about the dysfunction at the Office of Hawaiian Affairs thanks to a story from our partners at Civil Beat. It's now time for our regular reality check. Joining us today is Anita Hofschneider. Morning, Anita.
Good morning.
Where do we start with this story?
Well, it's a big one. You know, everyone should take a look at the draft audit. We posted it on our website. And it really goes into a lot of detail about the various ways in which money has been mismanaged at the Office of Hawaiian Affairs.
It's amazing because I recall an audit about a decade or so ago where it mentioned the dysfunction just within the offices and the staff. But this really looks at kind of the money, follow the money.
The thing that really struck me was just the long list of expenditures by trustees and their allowances. And it's a relatively small amount of money. But what the auditors found was that trustees have over the past few years tripled their allowances from about $7,000 a year to $22,000. And while the money is supposed to be used on incidental expenses, it really has gone to things like fancy dinners, flight upgrades, even flights for people they know, even the medical expenses of one of their sons, legal fees to cover lawsuits between them. And so the auditors highlighted that as an example of how they're really, you know, is not enough guidelines and not enough consequences for the way this money is spent.
And I know that other state agencies have a certain, you know, rules and regs they have to follow as far as procurement. So this is a little head-scratching to me.
You know, I think that that is actually a problem, and that's something that they're really hoping to rectify. I mean, what the trustees said yesterday is that they've been aware of these problems, and that's why they called for their own more deeper dive audit, and so that they are taking them seriously.
Now, I know the Office of Hawaiian Affairs is a little dismayed because I think that what they're preparing their response to the auditor, correct?
Yes. So it's important to emphasize that this is a draft audit. This is not a final audit. It was something that we obtained, and it's something that could still be revised. I mean, it could be changed substantially depending on information that the Office of Hawaiian Affairs shares. And so people should stay tuned to see, you know, what kind of responses the OHA gives, both the trustees and the administration, and the ways in which this current draft changes compared to the final.
Right, because I'm sure other state agencies are probably looking at this saying, well, you know, you want to be fair to the agency if the auditor's investigative team questions certain things and there really is a legitimate answer as to why, you know, their books aren't in order or spending is the way it is. Any guidance from the Ethics Commission on that or the auditor's office?
Yes. So the state auditor, you know, said that he wanted me to emphasize that this is a draft and that the the draft could change substantially. And they're still waiting for responses from OHA. And so, you know, if they get a huge box of files that completely shows that some parts of the draft were wrong, then they would have to change that. And so it really is an evolving document.
And I know we've been hearing stories over the last year, little things trickling out from trustees who don't get along and are trying to discredit one or the other and raising questions about some of the contracts that were being let or some of the activities that possibly might have been undertaken under the current administrator. What can you tell us about that?
Well, you know, you're correct. The OHA has long been plagued by costly infighting and criticized for its poor fiscal management. And one thing the audit pointed out was that recent lawsuits involving OHA have actually cost more than $1.7 million. And if you aren't following OHA, you might not realize that some of those lawsuits are between trustees, one trustee against another. So there is a lot more to this story.
Right. A lot of bad blood. Very unfortunate. But thank you, Anita Hofschneider. Thanks for your story, and we will be looking forward to the final audit.
Thank you for having me.
That was Anita Hofschneider from Civil Beat with today's reality check.